From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Have you ever had to deal with a barking dog next door that your neighbor isn't dealing with? Maybe you didn't want to involve the criminal justice system. So you sought out an alternative. And our guest today has information on that alternative, something called dispute resolution. Julia Gold is the board president of the King County Dispute Resolution Center. She's a senior lecturer and director of the Mediation Clinic at the University of Washington School of Law. Now, this might be something that interests you, or maybe you've actually used mediation in the past and you'd like to tell us why it was a better alternative for you, or maybe it wasn't the better alternative for you. How did it work? We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's 800-289-5869. Or you can write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. Julia Gold, great pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you were a lawyer, and part of the reason you got interested in this was from something in your own life that turned out to be there was a better alternative to the legal system.
That's true. Probably, I think, almost 30 years ago now, I was a recent graduate from law school and also getting divorced. And my ex-husband and I used mediation as a way to resolve the ending of our marriage. And while we didn't have children, just the assistance of a neutral third party to help us work through our division of our property was incredibly helpful. But if we had had children, I think mediation is an even more advantageous way of resolving disputes, because when parents have to continue co-parenting in the future, they often learn good communication skills through the mediation process that help them as they continue to be in touch with each other as their kids grow up.
Now, why did you, though, as a lawyer, decide I don't want to go the legal route with this and go with the mediator?
Well, I actually did practice law for about 5 years. But when I moved to Seattle, I got interested even further in mediation and actually got involved in teaching of mediation, first down at the University of Oregon and now here at the University of Washington School of Law. And much of the experience that I gained as a mediator, I got because I was a volunteer at the Dispute Resolution Center of King County. So as board president, I'm a very loyal supporter of that organization because I feel like it really helped me get the job that I have right now.
What are some of the kind of things that you're able to settle through dispute management, through dispute processes?
Uh-huh. Well, at the Dispute Resolution Center, and I think just in general, mediation can be used pretty much for any type of dispute in which both parties are willing to come to the table and sit down with an open mind to hearing the other side and also sharing their own perspective with an attempt to find a mutually satisfying understanding, which is really sort of the definition of the process.
Now, we've heard a couple of examples, a divorce with children. What are some other kind of common disputes that get settled through mediation?
Uh-huh. Well, neighborhood disputes between neighbors, as you mentioned in your opening, whether it's barking dogs, other noise disputes, landlord-tenant disputes, business-to-business disputes, consumer business, interpersonal workplace conflicts. And many, of course, lawsuits are resolved through the mediation process. Most lawyers will attempt to resolve their case through mediation before taking it to court. That's just a generally accepted practice these days.
What are the benefits of going through mediation rather than some more formal meanings when it comes to a workplace dispute? Why not go to the union or go to the personnel office? Or if it's a neighborhood dispute, why not call the cops on that neighbor? Mm-hmm. Why do you think in some cases, as you mentioned, when both sides agree to enter into the process, it's a better solution?
Well, I think the number one reason is that you retain control of the outcome. In mediation, as opposed to going to court, you decide whether you're going to resolve the dispute. If you take it to a court, a judge is going to decide, and judges are following the law, and it's somewhat often a narrower solution than parties can actually create in mediation. There's no limit to what people can come up with as long as it's something that both people find acceptable and can agree to.
Now, if I'm in a dispute with you and I want to go to dispute resolution, I guess I would like to know that you're going to go along with what we come up with at the end. Is there any binding agreement when you enter into this that you'll agree to the outcome?
At the beginning of the process, the parties enter into a contract of how they will participate in the process. And essentially, part of that usually includes that they're going to participate in good faith. But there's no agreement in advance that you will reach a resolution of the dispute. As I said, that remains purely voluntary. But when parties do come to an agreement, typically the mediator works with them to actually write that up. And then that is a contract that could be taken to court and enforced.
After the fact, it's written up and then it becomes a legal document.
Correct.
So what's the scorecard on mediation? Mm-hmm. You said you were a volunteer and now you are head of the board of the King County Dispute Resolution Center. Of the cases brought to you, how many of them end with a resolution?
I would say around 75 to 85%. It's really quite a high resolution rate. So we're very pleased with that. But that's really because the parties themselves work very hard to do that. And the mediators are assisting them through following our step-by-step process. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not as expensive as hiring a lawyer, but it's not free either, right?
Well, for those who are unable to pay, our services are free. But for most, there's a sliding scale. So people pay according to their ability, and each individual pays separately.
We're talking about another way of settling a dispute between you and your neighbor, or perhaps it's with a divorce, perhaps it's with more serious things that usually end up in the court. We're talking about dispute resolution, and with me is Julia Gold, who's board president of the King County Dispute Resolution Center. Maybe you've got a question for her about how this works, or maybe you've actually gone through it and had a good experience or a bad experience. It's 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Outside our area, toll-free, 800-289-5869, or if you'd prefer, write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Tanya's with us, and she's calling from South Seattle today. Tanya, this is something that you used. You got a mediator. What was the dispute that you got settled?
Well, it was with my senior business partner, and he had decided for good reason to close the business, but it hadn't been reached with us hashing it over. It kind of happened suddenly, and so I lost all my trust, which I'd had abundantly before that. And it was such a nice thing to go to a mediator and then not feel like because I was not only the junior business partner, I wasn't a savvy business savvy. So at that point, I wanted to be represented. And we had a retired judge who took us that day. And when we got into the room and sat down with him, he looked at us and he said, today was going to be the day that we could cut the best deal. And if we went to court, it was only going to be less than that, you know. So we could come together, and I believe that we did do much better doing the mediation instead of going to court.
When you say we did much better, how did you both do better than you would have done otherwise, do you think?
Oh, just because it kept it polite and it didn't disintegrate into, you know, hard feelings or anything like that. It just kept it professional.
You know, you mentioned that you'd lost trust with this person. It sounds as though you trusted this person enough to want to mediate and talk to them about it.
Well, they were my senior business partner. They were 51 to my 49. So, mm-hmm. And yeah, it was important part of my life. But I just felt like when they close a business without consulting you first, that's not a good sign, and that we needed to negotiate. And it turned out we needed to because we had shared accountants, and there was a large amount owing on my side of the statements that I didn't believe was accurate. And he went through all the paperwork and sided with me that, you know, how much was owed. And so that was good because I really was not the financial person. And
right.
So it's nice to have somebody that you felt like was on your side and, well, both people's side. It's not like he sides with one, but he definitely tries to advocate for you.
Right.
If you're not very articulate.
Tanya, thank you so much for talking to us about that.
You bet.
Tanya used mediation and liked it with a business partner. And what that judge told her, you're going to get the best deal if you come to a deal and agreement today. Is that something that mediators use to try to get people to open up and negotiate and come to an agreement?
Well, as I said earlier, I think part of what the judge was talking about is they retain control of the outcome. So by creating it themselves, it's something that they both had decided they could live with. And as Tanya said, it sounded like both people were happy, whereas after a court verdict or judge decision, very often one party is happy, the other is unhappy, or sometimes both parties are unhappy.
Because court's decisions are basically there's a winner and there's a loser, right? It's an adversarial process.
Exactly.
And it's kind of hard to get, there's no effort to get people to agree. It's just, here's what's right. You win, you lose.
Exactly.
It doesn't always work. William wrote to us at conversation@kuow.org. He said he tried arbitration with someone in his building who smoked. The smoke was entering into his unit. He wrote, she did not respond with any proposed changes. She tried to extend the dispute by continuing arbitration while refusing to stop smoking in the building. In this case, arbitration delayed necessary action, end quote. That was William's experience. So is it sometimes used as a delaying tactic?
It certainly could be. And William is using the term arbitration, which is often confused with mediation. Arbitration is really quite similar to court, but it's more a private proceeding. But the arbitrator does make a decision. And I'm guessing William may mean mediation based on his scenario or his situation. Mediation is voluntary. So both parties do need to be willing to participate in the process. And when you call the Dispute Resolution Center, say if William called us, and I'm not sure what service he used, but one of the things that we can do is offer to contact the other side as a neutral third party to see if they're willing to participate in the process in good faith, and to really try to explain to that person sort of how the process works, understand what their concerns are, and then if both parties are willing to participate under those sort of conditions, then we would bring them to the table together.
So you don't have to get their you don't have to go to the other party and get their agreement to participate. You at the mediation center, you at the dispute resolution center will do that for you.
Absolutely, yes.
And how often do you are you often usually able to get the other side to come in and sit down and talk about it to resolve it?
I think most of the time we are, sometimes not.
Yeah.
And there may be reasons. It's very interesting making those phone calls because you hear one side of the story and you think, oh my goodness, this other person is terrible. And then you talk to them and you hear a completely different story. So both people have their own stories, and that's what makes mediation so interesting, is you come hear two very different stories about the same circumstance, and then when people really come together and hear how the problem is affecting the other side, they often really can shift their positions with that understanding.
But your role in resolving the dispute is not to kind of sit back and go, man, this person over here is a jerk and this person over here has got everything on their side. You have to kind of suspend your judgment?
Absolutely. Well, to be honest, I don't know that one can absolutely suspend your judgment, but as professionals in mediation, mediators are trained very thoroughly and are professionals. And part of our job is to be impartial and to run the process in an impartial way so that we don't favor one side or the other.
How do you do that, though? I mean, if you feel that way, perhaps the ways you'll discuss to resolve this will be it will be apparent to one side that you're more skeptical of them than you are of the other side. How do you maintain that trust between both people to get them to work together towards a solution?
And I think that is a challenging part of the mediator role. And it's something that I think mediators practice in their training and are very aware of the dangers of favoring one side over the other. So I think most, you know, experienced mediators are able to handle that dilemma. And it is challenging sometimes. Very often at the Dispute Resolution Center, we use a co-mediation model. And in that situation, maybe if one mediator is feeling challenged in his or her neutrality, you might let your co-mediator speak a little bit more until you sort of get your emotions under control.
Now, this might be something that interests you, and we have a link to the website at kuow.org, so you can find out more about the Dispute Resolution Center. And when you go to that link or when you call up the center, what kind of information should you have ready to provide?
Well, certainly just your story of your conflict situation. And if you have contact information for the other party, that's very helpful because we'll need that if you want us to contact the other party for you. And that's essentially it. Yeah.
Hey, Julia Gold, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about it.
Thanks so much.
Julia Gold is a senior lecturer and director of the Mediation Clinic at the University of Washington Law School, and also board president of the King County Dispute Resolution Center. And once again, if this is something you might be able to use to resolve a problem in your neighborhood or in your life, go to kuow.org. We'll have a link where you can find out more.